from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. I got a couple more quick Olympic updates for you. Quincy Wilson, the 16-year-old who took over at the U.S. track and field trials in June, he's going to have the opportunity to run in the Olympics. The 16-year-old will be part of the 4x400 relay heat tomorrow. So just keep an eye out on that. We talked about how amazing he was at the Olympic trials. He will get an opportunity to run in the 4x400 heat tomorrow. And then there's this. Corey, can you imagine setting a world record?
No.
And not winning the gold medal?
No. That would be frustrating.
It is. So Sam Watson, I think he's from Southlake. The 18-year-old speed climber, he set the world record.
4.75 seconds.
4.74.
4.74.
He set the world record and did not win the gold medal. The issue was he set that in the bronze medal match because he had lost in the semifinals. He was a heavy favorite.
Don't lose in the semifinals.
I hear you. He lost in the semifinals, and then in the third place heat, he set a world record of 4.74 seconds. It feels like a bit a mixed bag, right? Uh-huh. You set the world record, which is objectively amazing, but then you don't win a gold medal?
You kind of have to look at it and go, I was in this match or in this round for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, that's a complete reality is I was there because I didn't do well enough before. Well, you know what? A lot of people, Kevin, will go out there in that third place match and be like, well, I'm going to throw it up there and see what I get. Who knows? This dude decided I'm going to go out there and make it difficult for everybody else that wants to try. So I respect that a ton. He's young, very young. He's got another opportunity to get out there and reset this. The number itself, 474, because I watched this yesterday, Kevin, insane. And that's why if you watched it, it looked like the dude was Spider-Man. He just flew up this wall. But I understand, man, when you do it that way, sometimes it doesn't work out for you.
Now, I have one more Olympic story for you, and there are going to be elements of this that you're not going to believe are true.
Okay.
I'm going to need you to trust me. These are all true elements. So the modern pentathlon is getting changed up. They're getting rid of the horse competitions to add in an obstacle course similar to American Ninja Warrior. This is per the general secretary of the pentathlon governing body, whose name is Shiny Fang. That is an objectively badass name.
Yes.
Will you agree to that?
Yes, but I definitely want to get into more of this horse talk later.
Okay, we will do that. But right now, we go to Oxnard, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I had to do a little engineering here, and I think I turned myself up way too high. All right, that's better.
Okay.
But we got it.
I like the idea of Mick engineering on the fly.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay, that's
that's a man that knows reality right there.
That is a fair point. I saw something from, and I know you've talked to Greg Ellis a ton. He said something very specific about Micah Parsons that I thought was really intriguing, and I hope this message kind of takes hold. I wanted to get your feedback on it. He was talking about how, obviously, how physically gifted Micah Parsons is, and then he said he's elite just by God-given ability, and some of the things we're going to hopefully bring to him is going to help elevate that even more. And so I like the idea of telling a player, hey, you're great. I don't dispute that, but I think you can be greater. Do you think that is a fair thing to say about Micah, and do you think that's a message that he seems to be taking to heart?
Yeah, I think on both accounts. I think absolutely. I remember talking to Greg, when we first got here, and he was talking about that, you know, he feels like that he can teach him some techniques to help his pass rush. And Greg, you know, played several years, you know, I want to say 8-10 years in the league. So he's got some experience that he can bring to him. And he thought there were things that, you know, not just bull rushing or speed rushing, but how to use your hands. And then the fact that they know he's versatile enough to play linebacker, but you can, you know, rush the quarterback on blitzes from linebacker. So, yeah. And, and somebody asked Mike Zimmer one time, you know, well, you know, how do you get along with players and this and that? And his basic point was guys want to be coached. The great players want to be coached and coached hard. And he goes, and that's the way I do it. So, yeah, I think that there's another level that Parsons, you know, if he's willing to listen, can get to that, so he does not get neutralized as much as he does when he's lined up and his hand on the ground at defensive end.
And do you get the sense then, because you just said something that I think is really intriguing, if Parsons listens and is willing to listen, do you get that sense that he is willing to listen then?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay,
and I think he even admitted it the last time, you know, that he still had room to grow last time we talked to him. And again, I think if you do that and you get some results, then you're going, okay, what else you got for me, right? And so instead of just letting him freelance out there, one of the things that he needed to understand is, if on a particular play I'm supposed to loop inside and take up a gap, I got to do that because the linebacker's counting on me to be in that gap so he can go hit another gap. And that's kind of the way I think Mike Zimmer explained it to me one day, that if everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, and sometimes you're doing it to help the team, you may not make a play, but somebody else is going to make a play because you did, you executed exactly where you were supposed to be. So, yeah, I think there's another level that he can get to. And, you know, he's only, what, this is his fourth season? So, he's got a ways to go still.
Sure.
A lot has been kind of discussed, obviously, about this defense. There's a lot of interest in what their plans are. I'm kind of curious about the offensive side of the ball and if their philosophy changes very much this year, or is it, no, this is second year of install now, and this is where guys should be more comfortable. What are we feeling from what McCarthy and Schottenheimer are looking at with this offense? Is it going to change much?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it changed a little last year. They didn't, you know, just throw everything out and start from scratch. You don't want to do that with the quarterback, right, after he's been in the system that long. And I think that, though, the second year in some of the things that Mike has installed, you know, you'll get better at. And they'll get a little bit, you know, Dak gets a little bit more accustomed to the play calls on, you know, what he's expecting Mike to do. I think that. And then from the rest of the guys, I don't think there's radical changes how you're blocking up front. You know, Mike Solari was there last year, so for the majority of the offensive line, it's kind of the same thing. And then just trying to integrate the wide receivers and the running backs. But, yeah, I don't think that that's a big deal. I just think that, you know, you got to get out there and play and make plays. And we're going to finally, you know, see a little bit more of that, of where they're at in this practice today against the Rams, and then for sure in the preseason game. And I can't emphasize it enough how important these preseason games are to this team. You know, you're trying to, you know, put two new starters on your offensive line. You just don't get this in practice enough for the offensive linemen, so these preseason games are important. The preseason games are important for these young wide young running backs. Hey, we know what Zeke can do. And you know, when you sit out here and watch him practice, that's Zeke, right? It's still Zeke. You know, it's almost like what Jeff Blasco told me. He said it's almost like he didn't leave. You know, and he's right back at it. Now, what they want to do is monitor the number of snaps he gets, so it get to game 14, game 17, Zeke still Zeke, right? And you don't wear him down at, what, 29 years old. So, yeah, these young running backs got to show up. The young wide receivers, you can't have one good day and then the next day you disappear. You got to play. And so there's going to be a lot of snaps out there. Trey Lance is like, you know, there used to be this old TV show, This Is Your Life. Well, this is your career right now, you know, and what you got. And he's going to get an opportunity. And that's what all this stuff's about with these young guys, is the opportunity. Because for our standpoint, you know, coaches aren't going to say, well, this guy's doing well, or this guy, well, I don't know. But they'll tell us that by the number of reps these guys get in practice. Like, I'll give you an example. Willie Harvey Jr., the linebacker from the UFL.
Small.
Right? All of a sudden, he's getting snaps with Kendricks out, overshown, kind of, you know, they're slow playing him on the return. You can't wear out Damone Clark. So all of a sudden, number 55's getting snaps. And the other day, he got snaps with the first team. And when they were doing their walkthrough stuff yesterday, and a little bit of it was not just for the Rams today, but for the Rams on Sunday, he was getting opportunities with the first team defense. And so he has showed something that they were like, okay, let's see more. Well, now when the Bulls fly on Sunday, you know, you got to go. This is your opportunity. So, yeah, can't wait to see this practice today, and then for sure that first preseason game to see how some of these young guys that have flashed, now can you go out there and play and do something?
I know that Mike McCarthy has said this multiple times already leading up to this joint practice, but do you think he has to drop in one more word before everyone goes out there today? It's like, hey, did you see all those fines and people getting hurt? Let's not get in a fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he emphasized that to us the other day about, look, when you do these practices, if you get in a fight, you're thrown out of the practice, basically, because that's what happens in a game, right? Get in a fight in a game, you're thrown out, and you get fined. And I don't know, I guess I haven't asked this question, but the NFL officials were here for the practice on Tuesday, and I was wondering if they were going to be here for this practice to kind of keep law and order, you know, in place. Maybe a little bit more than using the high school or college officials that normally come out here to do the deal. But yeah, and I just think it's a different flavor with the Rams coming in here, because when they came in here and they had the brawl, that's what Jeff Fisher wanted. You know, he was trying to set a tempo for his team. And you know, they came loaded for bear, and you know, and you just ruined a practice, and you know, they ended up having to call it off, and I think it'll be a different tone, a different tempo with the new coaching, well, not new coaching staff, this coaching staff, and not what the other Rams came in here trying to do the last time that took place.
Mickey, have you ever asked Al Harris what his shoulder workout is? Because that dude's that dude is like, he looks like a superhero.
Al Harris?
Yeah, his shoulders are gigantic.
Now, if you had told me about Scanina, I would have said, okay,
huge,
right?
Dude. That dude's terrifying.
So was that? Did you guys get to listen
out there?
Yeah. Oh yes. Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize somebody had looked this up or whatever. But he trains dogs to show in dog shows.
What?
There you go.
That's amazing.
Yes, that big guy.
Yes.
Trains dog, and he's got like
Pomeranians.
And is it a Mastiff? Is that what
they're
called?
There you go. That's a giant dog.
I think he said he had a 160-pound dog or something. We went online and looked up, dog shows and his name. And there he was in the ring leading a dog around at his size.
Yeah, well,
right?
You just got to get those things disciplined. You know, you got to make sure they're listening.
And at one point, I think he was a little uncomfortable to start talking about it because somebody said, "I hear you're a dog walker," and he goes, "A dog walker? No, I'm a dog trainer. I train dogs for dog shows, right?" And he's the last guy you want to get on the wrong side of.
That's
right?
A fact.
And so somebody talked to him about, how is he tough on his dogs? He goes, "I train my dogs hard like I train my players hard," just like that. And it's like, okay, I'm writing that down. And it was quite interesting.
So we ended up talking 135-pound Neapolitan Mastiff pup. Yeah,
there you go. 100. They must talk to him for 5 minutes before we got around to asking about Mozzie Smith.
Man,
good stuff, Mick.
Yeah, and if you look at him, right, that kind of, I mean, large head and large neck, and he's still tall, and it looks like he could, you know, go out there and play. So that he was able to come here, I think, is a really good thing for that defensive line to be able to deal with a guy that, you know, he's in his ninth year of coaching. And I want to say, I was trying to look it up real quick, that he played in the league like 13, 14 years. And he's continues working with Mozzie, and you know, we'll see what they can, get out of him. But again, it'll be hard coaching, and you're going to see if he reacts to it or if he shrinks from it.
Excellent insight. Good, sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, guys. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105 Through the Fan. I'm going to be really clear. These two things do not have to be related, okay? Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Rangers for just a second, but also it's time for My Buddies and Idiot.
I like it.
877-881-1053. Do you have a friend who has a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or they can't win the silver boot? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Two. Swinging Caratini hits a high drive down the right field line. It's hooking towards the pole. If it's fair, it is gone. It is fair, and it is gone. Got out in front of a slider. A solo home run for Vic Caratini, and the Astros' lead is now 3-0.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to My Buddy's an Idiot in just a minute, 877-881-1053. FrankelFirm.com text line if you want to get involved with that. Also, a reminder, today, G-Bag is going to be at Hurtado in Mansfield.
So not Arlington?
No.
Not Fort Worth?
But they are prepping you for Fan Bowl Saturday at Hurtado in Arlington. But today, G-Bag will be doing the show at Hurtado in Mansfield. They're going to be giving away G-Bag Nation etched glasses. What? Glasses that you drink out of, not to help your vision.
Yeah, because that's going to screw up your vision if you're trying to look through the G-Bag etchings.
Or make it better. I've heard beer goggles makes things more attractive.
Kevin, also, we did have a Tolo that texted in and was like, hey, Fan Bowl this weekend. I tried to register, but all the slots are filled up.
Sure.
Is it okay if I still show up? Absolutely. 1,000% okay that you still show up. We want the fire department in Arlington called because we have so many people there. They're like, this is too many people. We want them to try and shut this down. And guess what's going to happen? We're going to say no. We're going to tell them,
we're
not shutting it down. We're just taking over Arlington today.
And then they're going to say, use our fire trucks to expand your capacity.
Exactly. They're going to help us out.
Every now and again, somebody who signs up to play doesn't show up.
Yep.
So you might be able to steal their spot.
I also am terrible at kicking field goals. Okay.
Okay.
So I will be finding and selecting, and I don't care if y'all think this is unfair or not, one Tolo hero out there who will be able to kick field goals for me during my rounds. So I will play the game. I will compete. But when it comes down to the kicking the field goals or extra points, I will find one Tolo. So if you're out there and you haven't gotten in and you want this to be your opportunity to help me win, you can do it. Thank you.
I am consulting the rule book.
There's no rule book.
I'm going to make one.
Okay. There you go.
Man, I feel like you're going to lose.
Alec really wants to win.
It sounds like he's against
I got destroyed by Choppy last year. I need to avenge this loss.
How bad, too, would it be if I get that person and I still lose? And they're like, I'm like, man, I'm sorry.
That would be disappointing. Mm-hmm. That would be very Lakers-esque when they're like, we got Gary Payton and Karl Malone and still didn't work out. Or it might be like the Rangers when they lost again yesterday to the Houston Astros. They lose the silver boot, but far more importantly, they lose the tiebreaker, and they are, I believe, 5.5 games back. The Rangers are off today visiting President Joe Biden at the White House, which is a very cool honor for them.
Yeah, they need a day off.
Now, you ready for My Buddy's an Idiot?
Yep.
Corey, have you seen the Shedeur Sanders Colorado hype throw?
I listened to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton this morning, and they were talking about this. I need to go look at it real quick.
Yeah, or you can watch it on my computer. The edit job that they do on this is truly astonishing. It's hard to tell if that's the same play. I know some people have argued it's not the same play, and they put darts only when showing the video, and then they have a really hard edit to make it into a touchdown pass. So you're like, hold on. You could have just thrown the ball anywhere. So my favorite part about this is not this video, although you will admit this video has a ridiculous cut in it, right?
It is.
You're like, oh, yeah. So
he's wearing a different color jersey.
It's phenomenal.
When he runs up to celebrate him, he throws it in a gold jersey. And when he's high-fiving him or whatever, he's in a gray jersey.
So my favorite part about all of this is all the other people that have created their own parody videos of this. One of them is a guy who throws a piece of paper into the trash can. It's off by a good 2 feet, and then he does the hard cut, and it goes in, and he's like, yes. Or they show some people, like, making terrible throws in baseball, and then they cut to another play where the first baseman reaches out and catches the ball, and they're like, we did it. I need Colorado to realize how absurd this looks. And even Arkansas football put up their own version where there's a pass. It looks like it's about a 12-yard out. And instead it cuts this ball just soaring across the field and scoring a touchdown. So people are dunking all over Colorado.
All right, so this is kind of a trend on TikTok before. I've seen this a lot from like car salesman videos or whatever, where they have a video that's happening and then they'll like dive into the screen afterwards in another video and be like, oh, you should come see all of our sales here today. It's always wild. So I wonder if it's like an intentional steal off that, because it's so ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. So, but I do love it.
And even if it is the same play, like, you have to realize the angle they put out there makes it look ridiculous. Now, speaking of ridiculous, let's stick with the NCAA. The NCAA is an idiot. I know you might want to argue that Jim Harbaugh is an idiot, and I would listen to that as well. But listen to these devastating punishments that the NCAA handed down. Jim Harbaugh, it's painful. For 4 years, he cannot participate in college athletic-related activities, including team travel, practice, video study, recruiting, and team meetings. And any school that employs him in the next 4 years. Now, you might be thinking, well, hold on just a damn minute. Didn't he just go sign a multi-year contract with the Chargers?
Yeah.
Why, yes. Yes, he did. So essentially, his punishment is nothing.
Well, I'm sure that this punishment is for 4 years once he gets back into college coaching.
Incorrect.
What?
It starts now. So much so that there's even an addendum put in there that, oh, this is really going to hurt him. If he were to be hired by a school in the next 4 years, then he's suspended for 1 year. Oh, buddy, hold on. So you're suspended for 4 years.
Unless you get hired.
Except for coaching the games, which, if you get hired, I'm not going to let you do that for 1 year. And furthermore, the results of those games don't count on your record, which makes sense because you're not coaching the game. Now, also, I just want to remind people that he signed a 5-year contract with the Chargers.
So he's 60. He'll be 61 December 23rd.
Okay.
So he'll be of a retirement age by the time that contract's over.
Sure, he's got the money to retire.
Kevin, I will say this. If there's anybody, like, if he can't get another job coaching in the NFL, he would go back to college.
Sure.
This dude loves coaching football, all right? Like, that is something that, you know, some people love collecting cards.
Yep.
Some people love... He loves being a football coach. So I do think this is a real punishment to him. Maybe not everybody else out there, but it's never going to be actually enforced against him because he'll outlive it. I mean, his contract with the Chargers will outlive it. He's a good enough coach that the Chargers could be okay at football. They can overcome being the Chargers.
And if he wants to only stay there for 4 years, then he's good to go. And he could just go right back into the NCAA and be like, hey, so your punishment was nothing.
Do you think he still believes that he knew nothing about it?
I think about the George Costanza thing when he goes, it's not a lie if you believe it. And so I kind of wonder,
there you go.
Like, if he's in that spot, he's like, you didn't know, you didn't know, you didn't know. There's going to be a Netflix Untold coming up about that in the next couple of weeks. Remember we told you about the Steve McNair one that's coming out? That's another one of the Untolds that's coming out. So maybe we'll check that out. And the dude will be like, come on, dude. Like, he definitely knew. Trust me, he definitely
knew. You saw what Bo Schembechler said.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. This one we need a ruling on. Who is the idiot in this situation? Now,
Alec, you can go first.
The French team is playing in the basketball semifinals right now at the Olympics. And Rudy Gobert played less than 4 minutes against Canada. He told reporters that he had surgery on his left ring finger the day before, and he was lucky he was able to play at all. Okay? Serious? Amazing that he would play the very next day. His coach, Vincent Collier, or Collette if you're not fancy, said Gobert did not have surgery and the lineup changes were based on matchups. Okay, I know people will say there's your side, the other person's side, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. It does feel apparent that somebody is just incorrect in this because he either had surgery or he did not the day before the Canada game. Now, who is the idiot in this scenario? Is it his coach for putting him on blast? Or maybe he did that on purpose. Is it Rudy Gobert, who may or may not have made up a surgery?
Mm. Rudy Gobert? I've been waiting to do this to you.
You're lying.
This is crazy because I've been the biggest Rudy Gobert hater really for the past couple of years, ever since he started COVID.
Yes.
But
he didn't start it.
I think he did. I think we all saw it on national television. But I don't know. I've always disliked him because I always felt like he kind of had that Minnesota Timberwolves corniness to him that seems to run through their locker room. But now I just have like a solid reason. At first, that was just pure haterism, you know, and the haterade was being consumed by me. I had no real reason. I just didn't like him. But now he's making up stuff. He's just like Joel Embiid. So, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I put him on that same plane.
I'm with Alec on this. I mean, just the history of Rudy Gobert tells me he was making up an excuse. He was trying to get out there beforehand, and the coach came in there and just, boom, blew that one up, dude. And that's how the French do, man. They don't sugarcoat anything.
By the way,
they'll tell you.
Even the New York Times is now, they put out an article about an hour ago saying investigating Rudy Gobert versus Canada. And so like, even I don't know if this is like using up all their resources or anything like that, but they're looking
into it. How would you like to be the investigative reporter sent from America to investigate the Olympics? Like there's a story you got to go investigate.
Yeah.
Most Olympic things, you're just there to kind of be like, hey, man, these are the cool stories. These are the feature stories, the kind of puff pieces to tell great stories about the people who were here. Occasionally, you'll get a drug doping situation, and occasionally, you'll get a Nancy Kerrigan situation. But for the most part, it's kind of lighthearted stuff.
Here's another explanation. I have still not been able to master saying this name correctly. L'Equipe in France says that they think this might be the discrepancy. Rudy Gobert insists that at one point he got an MRI and was on the surgical table, but then might not have actually had to have surgery.
What are we doing here?
I know.
All right.
Which that would be amazing. They're like, Corey, good news. You don't need to have surgery after all. You just pick up your stuff and head on.
Then hold on, that's when the doctors were like, hey, you don't actually need it. Or he was like, you know what? I'm backing out.
See,
on this.
I don't know. I'm going to have to figure that out.
So many more. Now we need this investigation. I need to know more about this story because it does kind of sound like he was laying there on the table and then he heard from the coaches, hey, you might not play if you get this surgery. And he's like,
feels like they should have gone over that. I don't know, like before.
What did I say? It feels like the corniness that runs in that locker room that he plays in. He just hears, if you get the surgery, you're not going to play. All right, I'm good. I wish I would have said that when they told me I needed my wisdom teeth out. Just, you know, pull the whole IV out for the anesthesia and be like, no, I think I'm good. I think I'm going to go home. I'm hungry.
By the way, thus far, Rudy Gobert, I don't think they just started the second half. I don't think he's made much of an impact in today's game.
Of course,
I think he might have a rebound. And,
We've seen him play.
Okay, fair enough.
We've seen him play enough times in big games to know that he'll fall apart.
And then one more I want to throw out real quick. I know we're going to have to go. Serena Williams. Is she an idiot for, well, the controversy that she had at the Peninsula Paris? She tweeted out the other day, yikes, at Peninsula Paris.
Oh, yeah.
I've been denied access to the rooftop to eat an empty restaurant of nicer places, but never with my kids. Always a first.
They didn't have room.
The context that you can add to tweets usually feels devastating. Multiple readers added, she was not denied access. The restaurant was full. And then Peninsula Paris came out with the nicest sort of apology, while other people were like, hey, Serena, this just in. Maybe not everything's about you. Dear Mrs. Williams, please accept our deepest apologies for the disappointment you encountered tonight. Unfortunately, our rooftop bar was indeed fully booked, and the only unoccupied tables you saw belonged to our gourmet restaurant, which was fully reserved. So
yeah,
they were actually just booked up. You weren't denied access for no reason, and you made it a big deal for no reason.
Well, this is a much longer discussion that we don't have time for right now.
Oh.
But it happens, man. Whenever you don't have a reservation or somebody, you have somebody make reservations for you, you might not have a seat at the table. That's just the way it's going to be.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Will any of these young QBs jump into the top five this season? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Pressure up the middle. Love steps away, looking, throwing. Oh, and he's got a completion to Dobbs. What a throw from Jordan Love.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Got Gridiron in just a minute. A couple of quick notes for ya. One of them could potentially be a spoiler if you're watching the Olympics. So turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1. The United States women's volleyball team pulled off a 5-set victory over Brazil. Like I said, this was a rematch of the Tokyo finals. And now the United States women's volleyball team moves on to the gold medal match this weekend. And also, the Chicago White Sox have fired their manager. Now, they broke the 21-game losing streak on Tuesday night, but then blew a lead last night. And only then did the White Sox decide, too much, you're fired.
Oh, no.
He's out. Now.
They put his record on the tweet, too. That's rude.
That's just bad.
They didn't have to do that to him, dude. You don't have to do that.
I appreciate it. Because what I really hate is when somebody gets fired and they're like, he was the absolute best. And I'm like, then why is he or she being fired? Like, I do think you should add some context and be like,
he's being let go because of exactly why.
Gross terribleness at managing. All right, now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip it into some gridiron gravy.
Deep.
So, Alec, I want to get your take on this as well. And Corey, I think you've put together a list. Who do y'all think are the top five quarterbacks in the league, let's say?
I think Patrick Mahomes is pretty good.
I would run with Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm.
I'll throw Josh Allen out there.
Okay.
I will throw Burrow. Actually, I have it in Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar.
Okay.
And then I have 3 for 5th place.
Ooh. Can you pick one?
Goff, Dak, and Stroud.
Oh, that changed.
Those are the 3 that I have at number 5. If I was to pick one, I mean, Goff made it to a Super Bowl and a championship game.
Okay.
So I'll take that guy.
Alec, what say you?
It would be that exact list with Goff at 5, and it's not by much. I mean, I think Stroud's going to overtake that this year, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
He's got the weapons, but...
Okay. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I kind of wanted to run through this as we go through Gridiron Gravy, which, of course, did you know? It's brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. The article asks about a few different quarterbacks. Could they break into the top five this season? And since you guys just mentioned one of them, I think I know where this is going to go. Do you think CJ Stroud could break into the top five this year? Okay. Now, there's several quarterbacks on the list, so I'm assuming you're not going to say yes to all of them unless you're like, nope, Mahomes, Burrow,
all Lamar, 32 quarterbacks could be top five quarterbacks.
There's a chance.
What about Tua? Do you think Tua can break into the top five?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He has more or less
than Stroud. More confidence or less confidence?
Well, based on what Stroud did last year, I mean, all he has to do is do that again.
Okay.
And you're in that, oh, wow, no, he's made it. And he's not going away. Good luck, NFL. But Tua, because he has Tyreek Hill, because he has Jaylen Waddle, because he also has one of the brilliant minds as an offensive coordinator with him, I believe that he can. And just kind of watching the way he played last year, he was more confident. He didn't have a terrifying injury on the field that made you just go, oh, my God.
Right.
He is going to come from this offseason healthier. So, yeah, I think that Tua could do it because I like what their offense is capable of producing.
I think he can, not so much more than C.J. Stroud for my money.
Okay.
And I think it will be statistically all around. I think eye test, you're still not going to be wowed by Tua.
Yeah.
But the numbers, because of the assets and the weapons that he has around him, absolutely, he's got a chance.
Brock Purdy. I'm intrigued by that chuckle.
I'm interested if his team thinks he can be a top five.
They haven't decided yet.
And Mike asked this question yesterday, Alec, that I think is interesting, but it makes a lot of sense still. All these players, when you like that you look at them, I'd love to have Kittle on my team.
Sure.
I'd love to have a McCaffrey on my team. But Mike was like, it seems like that team, you take those guys away and they're not the best. But they're all, the entire team plays well as a team. And if you can get guys to buy in, you can have a productive what San Francisco's doing. And if you have high-level talent, maybe not number one at everything.
Sure.
You still have high-level talent across the board. You're going to be in that situation. But I don't think Brock Purdy can be there. I think his numbers are going to be really good, and you're going to have great opportunities, but I don't think a lot of people look at him still as a top five QB.
And they shouldn't, if we're being totally honest, because of that team structure and that team chemistry. That just feels like a Kyle Shanahan kind of staple. If you ask me, it's nothing that you can measure by numbers, but it seems like even with his team in Atlanta that made it to the Super Bowl, they had a couple of key playmakers at marquee positions. But outside of that, it was like, those are good football players, but they all work together in such symmetry and such chemistry. It all makes sense. So, like you said, if you start plucking pieces away from that and asking them to be the exact same thing, example being Brandon Ayuk, then you might get a different product. So I'm going to say no.
Last one I got for you on this list today, Jordan Love.
I don't have enough information yet.
Okay.
I saw a full season.
Got to make a call.
He was good in the first half, bad in the second half. Good in the second half, bad in the first half.
What about in the playoffs?
And then in the playoffs, he was good. I mean, he was really good. He beat the Cowboys, and then he almost beat the Niners.
Yeah.
No. I have the list as it is right now, Kevin. He can't creep in yet, but he's going to be a top 10 this year.
Okay. Alec?
I'm going to say he can. I really do think he can. The talent is absolutely there. You saw him turn it on the last, 9-10 games, including the postseason last year. He's shown that even with a lack of talent around him, he can get it done. So if they can continue to try to add around him now that they got the contract figured out, you know, I know that's tough when you pay a quarterback top of the market money.
Yeah.
Trying to add around him can be tough, but now that they at least have that question mark resolved, maybe they can get some talent around him.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Of this group, so, Love, Purdy, Tua, and Stroud. I think I know your answer, Corey. Most likely. If only one could break through into the top five, because that's probably the best you could hope for, who will it be?
For me, it's Stroud.
Okay.
It's easily Stroud. There's no debate there.
All right. Gotcha. Let's move on to another quarterback who never achieved top five status, but then went on this unbelievable run. Nick Foles announced his retirement today, and the Eagles are gonna honor him at their home opener. Look, I know people won't look back at the entirety of the Nick Foles career and be like, what a career. But being the MVP of the Super Bowl and the unlikeliness of that, It feels like he has a special place in NFL lore.
Absolutely deserved for, well, not NFL lore because I don't have to love him, but for the Eagles.
Oh my God.
Like he's like,
they have to love him.
Yeah. That's their first Super Bowl win. Like that's a fantastic thing. And he was the reason he goes and suggests the play to the coach. You know, he catches a touchdown. So yeah, he has,
that was so amazing.
It is a really interesting NFL story, if you're going to say that, Kevin, but I don't have to love it or respect it.
No. I'm not asking you to, it feels very noteworthy. And it also destroyed arguments of teams who were like, we just couldn't compete because of our quarterback. Like the Eagles were like, hey, I wonder if our quarterback can win MVP this year. Oh crap. He's got hurt. We still won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it.
That really destroys.
And we beat the Patriots. Yeah. A dynasty on the way.
Exactly. A couple more quick notes for you. DK Metcalf. It was really unfortunate the timing of this. NFL Network had a shot set up, and you could see DK Metcalf in the background swing his helmet at another teammate.
That's dangerous,
so,
bro.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Don't do that.
And so he hit another teammate's helmet with it. And so if the NFL Network wasn't sitting right there, I think you still would have gotten reports of it. But the video now exists because it's like, hey, look what's happening right behind us. Mm. And then Patrick Mahomes, it's inevitable. You're going to see this more. He completed a behind-the-back pass in training camp. So, look, I'm not saying that should be your go-to.
I could do that.
It's going to happen. What did you just say?
I completed a behind-the-back pass.
Could you now?
Yep. Where's the football?
Well,
where'd football go?
Somebody bring a football to Fan Bowl. I know we'll have paper footballs on
Saturday.
How
many yards was it?
Oh, it was like, I think it was like 8 or 10 yards.
You can do it.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I would definitely like to see this.
Yeah, sign me up.
Here, do it with my eyes closed.
Oh.
And behind the back?
And behind the back.
To the person you're supposed to be throwing it to?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can just see the football and somebody catches it and you're like, I meant to do that.
Hold on, was the person being covered?
Not exactly. It was kind of a...
They were having fun?
A goof around.
Okay, yeah. See, I can do that.
Different.
Yeah. I got to go watch the video, see how
okay,
you do it.
Okay, okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, I hate to ask this question, but it goes along with what I said yesterday. Did we just witness the end of the Rangers' playoff dreams? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.